lighter than a drizzle.
Sprinkle.
And then when it's not even really coming down at all, it's just kind of in the air.
Mist.
Now, like in the morning, sometimes if you were to get up and look across the road and you couldn't see across the road, you'd say,
fog.
Yeah, and you'd say, boy, it sure is.
Foggy.
And if you didn't have any rain for just weeks and weeks and all the crops were drying up, you'd say, boy, we're having a...
Yeah. Drought.
And
that's what we're having now.
I think that's what we're having now,
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
We're having a drought.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I thought it was looking kind of dark today, and I
yeah,
thought,
I thought maybe it might.
Mm-hmm.
But it,
we need it, though. We really do. Now, the wind has been just kind of real gentle, and then it starts getting stronger and stronger. You say it's...
You're in a storm.
And if... you ever say it's picking up?
Picking up.
Sometimes
more,
when,
coming more,
mm-hmm,
harder.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it's just the opposite and the wind's been real strong and it's getting less and less, you say it's the wind's
coming down.
Mm-hmm. And in the fall of the year when you walk outside and you find that it's cold but not too cold, you know, just a little bit cold, you might say. Well, it's just a little bit
chilly.
Mm-hmm. And if it was cold enough, like to kill the tomatoes and
frost.
Mm-hmm. And if it was so cold last night, you might say the water in the pond
froze.
And if it didn't freeze solid, if it just kind of froze on the top,
mush ice.
And you said, now, if it gets much colder tonight, it might
freeze over.
And now, if you and somebody else, another woman, were to have to do some kind of a job together, you'd say, when you told him about it, he'd say, who's going to do it? You'd say, well, you and...
me and so-and-so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, if somebody had been like to a party or something and they started to leave and you were asking about their, it was in the wintertime, you were asking about their coats or their wraps, you'd say, where are you?
Your coat.
Mm-hmm. And if I were talking about something and if something belonged to me, you know, and you knew it belonged to me, and I'd say, whose is this? You'd say, why, it's
so and so.
But if it was me, you know, if you were talking to me,
yeah,
if we were sitting here like this, and if I asked a dumb question, like I said, well, who's that belong to you? You'd say, why, it's... Or if I ask you about that little old bag there on the bed, and if I said, who does that belong to? You'd say, why, you silly thing, it's...
Well, I don't even know your name.
Yeah, but you just say it's yours, or... something like that. So, well, my name's Mary. You forgot it. My name's Mary.
I'd say it belongs to Mary then.
Now, if you'd asked them about, like, if you'd been to a party, if somebody had been to a party at church, you know, or something, you wanted to know everybody that'd been there, you'd say, well, just tell me if you wanted to know, if you were asking somebody that went and you didn't get to go and you were curious about who went, you might say, well, who?
I didn't say, was Miss Coomer there?
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about, you know, if you wanted to know every single one of them there, you'd say, well, who?
Who all was there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And now, if there was a group of children and you could see that they belonged to more than one family, there's so many of them, you might say, well, who, well, or something, talk about.